This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. India and New Zealand have successfully concluded the historic and mutually beneficial Free Trade Agreement, FTA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon held a telephonic conversation and made the announcement regarding the FTA yesterday. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said the agreement between India and New Zealand has set the stage for doubling bilateral trade in the coming 5 years. Mr. Modi said India welcomes investment worth over $20 billion by New Zealand over the next 15 years across diverse sectors. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal asserted the agreement reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
It's our third FTA with a Five Eyes nation, Australia, UK, and now New Zealand. We are soon going to launch discussions for the terms of reference with Canada also. And we are already at an advanced stage in our discussions with the USA. This reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
The FTA will also open skilled employment pathways through a new temporary employment entry visa for Indian professionals in skilled occupations with a quota of 5,000 visas and a stay of up to 3 years. The deal will ensure zero duty on 100% of India's exports. Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav emphasized that the Supreme Court's ruling in Aravalli Range matter recognizes and endorses the government's sustained efforts to protect the range through Aravalli Greenwald project. The minister stated this while addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday. He said no new mining leases will be issued until a detailed management plan for sustainable mining is prepared by the Indian Council of Forestry Research and Education. The BJP-MGP alliance managed to win a majority of seats in the Goa Zilla Panchayat polls, results of which were declared yesterday. The two parties won more than 30 of the 50 Zilla Panchayat seats in the state, while the Congress emerged victorious on 10 seats and the AAP and Revolutionary Goans Party on one each. Four independent candidates also won in the polls, voting for which were held on December 20. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Goa for blessing the BJP-MGP alliance with strong support in the Zilla Panchayat elections in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this will add more vigour to India's efforts for the growth of the state. The Haryana Assembly today passed a bill increasing the daily working hours from 9 to 10 hours while retaining the overall weekly limit of 48 hours for employees of shops and private commercial establishments. The Haryana Shops and Commercial Establishments Amendment Bill 2025 has been passed to amend the Haryana Shops and Commercial Establishments Act 1958. There is also a provision for an increase in the permissible limit of overtime work per quarter from 50 hours to 156 hours, enabling shops and commercial establishments to meet peak business demands more efficiently. In West Bengal, around 32 lakh unmapped voters will be called in for the first phase of hearings under the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of the electoral rolls, officials from the office of the State Chief Electoral Office said. He added that during the enumeration phase, a total of 31,68,424 unmapped voters were identified across the state. Hearings for this category, in which voters could not link their names with those family members in the 2002 electoral rolls, will begin from December 27. The Reserve Bank of India in its monthly bulletin has said that the Indian economy has recorded its fastest growth in the last 6 quarters, supported by resilient domestic demand in the second quarter of the financial year 2025-26. India's economy grew at a 6-quarter high of 8.2% in July-September compared with 7.8% in the previous quarter. A Delhi court yesterday reserved its order in a case related to the 1984 anti-Sikh riots in which former Congress MP Sajjan Kumar is an accused. Special Judge Digvinay Singh reserved the order for 22nd of next month after the final arguments concluded in the case. Kumar was produced before the court amid heavy security. The Bangladesh High Commission in New Delhi has temporarily suspended all consular services, including the issuance of visas, citing unavoidable circumstances. In women's cricket, second T20 international of the 5-match series between India and Sri Lanka will be played in Visakhapatnam today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.